You're listening to Vatican Radio.
One of the most touching interventions at the 51st International Eucharistic Congress in Cebu, Philippines, was made by an ex-street child from the city. Maria Georgia Coctis, better known as Maggie, now works with other children who find themselves in the same dire situation she once found herself. She spoke to Vatican Radio's Sean Patrick Lovett.
Yeah, right. I'm a street child before, but being a street child doesn't make me feel ashamed anymore, because I have seen many tangible stories as I reach out to the street children. And
Maggie, before you tell us what you do with the street children, I'm sorry to interrupt you, what did it mean to be? What does it mean to be a street child?
We define street child as a child who doesn't necessarily have don't have home and living on the street, but street children could be children who are making the street as their market for living. Maybe they could use the street as an instrument where they could get food or money. So a street child doesn't mean you always or you every day you live in the street. You don't have family, but being a street children, it means you get money from the street.
But it means much more than that, Maggie. It also is very dangerous. Street children are abused, they're murdered, they disappear. What are the dangers that you've experienced or that you know street children experience on the street?
I have encountered many street children. When we meet them, they have scars on their left head. They have been beaten up by a group of fraternities, I guess. So sometimes they will just go to the nearest hospitals and see if somebody can see them. So one time there was a street kid who was very badly beaten by a group. Then he had a wound in his head. So he said to me that he rushed to the hospitals and as for the security guards, if they could help him. So one time there's a doctor who said, oh, I will help you. Then he stitched the wound of the child. So it is not only in the street that they are being bullied, beaten, but also inside their home. So there are street children who are beaten by their family because I guess their stressed up parents will divert their stress to their children, or maybe they're hungry and they don't have nothing else to do, so they would beat up these children. So the danger is not only in the street but also in our home.
You defined a street child as someone without hope.
Yeah.
Now, you are trying to bring hope to street children. Looking from the outside, it looks like a hopeless situation because there are so many of them. So what do you do? How do you bring hope to street children?
I think these children lack the sense of love and belongingness, no? And it is very important that they could get them that to their family. So that's why during an encounter, we allow ourselves to be called ate or older sister, kuya or older brother, so that they could kind of feel that they really belong to a family. They have sisters that, if they don't have parents, they have sisters that they will take good care of them. So that's why if a child comes from a happy and well-nurtured family, there is really hope in them. So as being a family, so we're giving hope to these children.
At the beginning of our conversation, you said you're not ashamed to say that you were a street child.
Yes, sir.
What made you change your mind?
It is because of the inspiration I get from these kids, because at first I have this certain bias with these children. They're just nuisance in the streets. But as I encountered with them, I feel really accepted. They are not accepted in our society, but they could really, despite that disconnection with the society, they don't really feel that they are not important. But just being accepted by these kids make me realize that I have to accept my experience before, my experience as a street child, because of the acceptance that I get from them.
What about issues like trust That's always a big issue, isn't it, Maggie?
At first, sir, we cannot leave our belongings with them because during our first month, we lost our camera. Then we asked the police if his children know where our camera was, but it was returned. So with that experience, we realized that if our camera could be returned, their hope could be returned also. So the issue about trust, so to get their trust, we have we have these three approaches that we do to build trust. First is calling them by their name. It is really important that you know these children. Knowing their name is knowing their stories. So we call them by their name, and they are used in the street being called generally. They are a scumbag, or they are often called by just a whisper. So they don't really know their name. So while we gather their information, then we go, and then, you have a very beautiful name. So, no, I have a beautiful name. Then they are, other street kids also can call them by nicknames, but like, you're crazy, basta, they are being called by different bad names. So their names are really beautiful. By starting calling their names, we started to engage ourselves to them and also them. So, secondly, to get their trust, we need to share everything with them. So, especially eating meal together, running together, praying together, and doing recreational activities. Then, lastly, we provide sense of love and belongingness. That's very important. If they could feel that they belong in a group, there is really trust.
That was Maggie Georgia Coctus speaking to Sean Patrick Lovett at the International Eucharistic Congress in Cebu, Philippines.